I'm pleased to be speaking today with David Gregory, author of The Next Level, and best-selling books Dinner with a Perfect Stranger and Day with a Perfect Stranger, about his newest book, The Last Christian. David, it's great to be with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, your books, Dinner with a Perfect Stranger and A Day with a Perfect Stranger, were tremendously well-received by audiences, having sold over 500,000 copies combined, with multiple translations and sold in many different formats. I understand that The Last Christian is a different type of book than Dinner and Day, but can you explain how it's different and what about it will appeal to the reader of those books?
Well, The Last Christian is my first full-length novel, so unlike my previous novellas, it can't be read in a plane trip from Dallas to Phoenix. It's a different genre. It's placed 80 years in the future. It has elements of a thriller, a suspense novel, a mystery, a little bit of science fiction, and a bit of romance thrown in on the side. My prior readers will recognize, I think, in it, however, the same kind of thought-provoking discussion that the previous books had. In particular, in this book, discussion regarding the existence of God, the indwelling life of God within the human, and how that differs from the external behavior-based religion that really permeates so much of our culture.
So tell me about the heroine of The Last Christian, Abby Caldwell, and its narrator, Creighton Daniels.
Abby Caldwell is the 34-year-old daughter of American missionaries who were missionaries to the last remaining isolated tribe in the world in Papua New Guinea. She's never been outside the jungle, lived her whole life there in the jungle. And her village dies of a mysterious illness, and she learns that God wants her then to come to America and spread the gospel. When she gets here, she discovers Christianity has completely died out. There are essentially no more Christians. And she and a professor, the narrator, Creighton Daniels, who befriends her, they uncover a plot that they discover could cause the withdrawal of God from the entire planet. So those really are the problems she confronts and on an external level. And then on an internal level, she discovers that her brand of kind of try-hard Christianity, which worked for her in the jungle all those years, it isn't working for her in America, and so she personally confronts her need to conceive of the Christian life really in an entirely different way. As far as the narrator goes, Creighton Daniels, he's a history professor who really provides the intellectual skepticism that my narrator in Dinner with a Perfect Stranger, Nick Kaminsky, provided.
Now, the book is 8 decades in the future, so what challenges does writing a novel with that framework present, and how do you think the themes of the book featuring such advances will connect with your readers?
Well, I discovered that writing a book 80 years in the future was perhaps the most difficult time frame I could have chosen. The problem with it is it's far enough out that things are very different, and so you have to conceptualize that and create that different world. But it's not so far out that you can make up whatever sort of world you might want, like Star Trek or something. The scientific advances that the book focuses on really are primarily in the area of artificial intelligence. And in my research, I discovered that, like it or not, and we can simply see this in today's headlines, we're really hurtling toward a much different type of human existence than we've ever known before because of artificial intelligence. And the book explores how that existence may intersect with a God who wants to indwell humans at the deepest level. Really, the issues are the same ones that we face today, only in my book and in the future they're presented more starkly.
So tell me about what changes we're currently witnessing in evangelical Christianity and how those could lead to a world like the one in The Last Christian describes. And how do you think these changes are relevant to both believers and people who don't claim to be Christians?
I was reading a recent book by Josh McDowell, and in it he said that the church is failing to retain 2/3 of its youth when they leave home. Some of those, of course, will return, but I think the reality is that we're witnessing a failure to transfer the faith to the next generation unlike any that we've seen before. The main problem, I think, in this generation is that we're not presenting a brand of Christianity that produces a life that's truly different, that people see as significantly different, and that produces a life that's truly fulfilling. And so because we do not have the cultural reinforcement of Christianity. People are looking at the brand of Christianity that's being presented and saying, I'm not interested. I'm either not interested in coming to it or I'm not interested in keeping on with it. I think the problem is that we continue largely to focus on a religion that emphasizes conformity to behavioral rules rather than on the reality of the indwelling life of Christ. Christ comes to live in us so he can live his life through us, and that's the life of faith that Jesus invites everyone to. It is something really that appeals to the heart at the deepest level. And Christians, I'm convinced, want a message that goes beyond simply try harder to be a good Christian. And those who aren't Christians want a message that appeals to the deepest longings of their heart. And that's really the spiritual theme that I explore in The Last Christian. And I think it's a message that this generation desperately wants to hear. And it's packaged in what I hope is a story that readers won't be able to put down.
David Gregory is the author of The Last Christian. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, David, for your time.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.